नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 36। सर्वं तद् इदं आख्यातम्
सर्वं अतीत्यमाख्यातम्
यत् प्रष्टोऽहं त्वयाङ्गनगः जन्म कर्म रहस्यं मे भवतश्चात्मतोषणम् सर्वं तदिदं आख्यातम् यत् पृष्टोऽहं त्वया नग जन्म कर्म रहस्यं मे भवतश्चात्मतोषणम् सर्वं ऑल तत्
That.
Idam.
This.
Akhyatam.
Described.
Yat.
Whatever.
Prashtaha.
Asked by.
Aham.
Me.
Twaya.
By you.
Anagha. Without any sins. Janma.
Birth.
Karma.
Activities.
Rahasyam.
Mysteries.
Me.
Mine.
Bhavata.
Your.
Cha.
And.
Atma.
Self.
Toshanam.
Satisfaction.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
O Vyasadeva, you are free from all sins. Thus I have explained why birth and activities for self-realization as you asked. All this will be conducive for your personal satisfaction also. Please repeat. O Vyasadeva, you are freed from all sins. Thus I have explained.
My birth and activities.
For self-realization.
As you asked.
All this will be conducive. For your personal satisfaction also. Report. The process of devotional activities from the beginning to the stage of transcendence is all duly explained to satisfy the inquiries of Vyasadeva. He has explained how the seeds of devotional service were sown by transcendental association and how they gradually developed by hearing the sages. The result of such hearing is detachment from worldliness, so much so that even a small boy could receive the death news of his mother, who was his only caretaker, as the blessing of God. And at once, he took the opportunity to search out the Lord. A sincere urge for having an interview with the Lord was also granted to him, although it is not possible for anyone to see the Lord with mundane eyes. He also explained how by execution of pure transcendental service, one can get rid of the fruitive action of accumulated work, and how he transformed his material body into a spiritual one. The spiritual body is alone able to enter into the spiritual realm of the Lord. and no one but a pure devotee is eligible to enter the kingdom of God. All the mysteries of transcendental realization are fully experienced by Narada Muni himself, and therefore, by hearing such an authority, one can have some idea of the results of devotional life, which are hardly delineated even in the original texts of the Vedas. In the Vedas and Upanishads, there are only indirect hints to all this. Nothing is directly explained there, and therefore Srimad Bhagavatam is the mature fruit of all the Vedic trees of literature. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Namah Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine. Namah Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Sarvam Tadidam Akhyatam Yat Prashtoham Tvaya Naga Janma Karma Rahasyam Me Bhavatashchatma Toshanam. O Vyasadeva, you are freed from all sins. Thus I have explained my birth and activities for self-realization as you asked. All this will be conducive for your personal satisfaction also. So Narada Muni is almost concluding here. Just I think after this there are two more verses. And he is he's saying here two or three things. First is, of course, he's telling Vyasadeva that you are become anagha, free of sins. How? By just hearing from Narada. And of course Vyasadeva is definitely sinless, then only he could compile everything transcendental. So that is one thing, that is one qualification required for becoming sinless. I mean, for entering into transcendental world, that is the first qualification, that you must become sinless. Stop committing any more sins. We don't have any control over the past, but now we have to stop. And then he gave his own testimonial that how he got into this situation, how he got this spiritual body. And finally he is saying that this will be for your toshanam, atma toshanam. Atma toshanam means self-satisfaction. Because Vyasadeva had asked him question that, why I am not satisfied? I have compiled so many things, but why I am not satisfied? So this is the answer. Narada is saying that by hearing this, and now his instructions were there that you should have to glorify Krishna. If you glorify Krishna and you hear from the great souls their activities, then you get toshanam, satisfaction, atma toshanam. And this is, generally nobody will discuss like this, you know, about your own birth and activities. That's what's called rahasyam. The secret, it's my life. You know, like here, especially in the West countries, everybody is so concerned about the privacy. You know, nobody wants somebody else to poke into their life. Even if you apply for a credit card or you go to a bank, you do anything, immediately you get a big 15-page statement of privacy. So there they assure you, oh, we will not come into this, we will not come into your house, we will not come into your life, we will not ask you about your personal life, this, that, so many things. I never read it, but I am sure that must be there, because who has time to read 15 pages for nothing, you know, simply. They just send. That's their duty. Because otherwise, why they send? Not because they love you, they send it because otherwise they will be sued by somebody. Some person will come and say, these people cheated me, they took away my thing, so here is the thing. So here, Narada is not bothered about his privacy. He's just openly telling how he got this. Because he wants everybody to have that. You know. See, you want to keep secret because I have something, I don't want you to know it. I don't want you to exploit my secret. Like currently, if you see, in the American presidential elections are coming, and there are two candidates now, and one of them is supposed to be super rich. But he has not given the details of his taxes, you know. And everybody is asking now, you know, opposition is asking, hey, we want to know from where you got the money, how you paid the taxes. And he's saying, that's not your business. I want to tell only what I want to tell. I don't want to tell. And his wife was telling yesterday that I think, yeah, he's right. Why should we tell you anything, everything? Why? Because they are afraid that the other party will exploit the secret, you know, if they, whatever has happened, they will exploit and then it will be all over the place. In the material world, we are always looking for some sensational news, you know. And sensational news comes only from some scams and frauds and things like that, you know. No news comes so that somebody become a devotee. Somebody achieved the highest thing, highest goal of his life. So there's big news. Nowhere. All the news are only, you know, bringing you bad news only. So if you see now Srila Prabhupada's explanation, he says, this kind of hearing is detachment from worldliness. And he's giving, confirming that, look at Narada, a small boy. He was not some postgraduate, postdoc guy. You know, he's just a small boy, maid servant's son. And he got enlightenment just by hearing and serving. That's all. That's the formula Krishna gives in Bhagavad Gita. You serve, and then you hear, and then you ask questions. Narada was so small, he didn't even ask questions. You know, he took it as okay. There's no detail, of course. We don't know. He might have asked. That's the process. And then, not only that, you know, that entire accumulation of all our sinful results from our past activities. He says you can get rid of that. Just get rid of, Prabhupada says. You get rid of that. And of course, if you want to enter Krishna's loka, then you have to have a spiritual body. There is no shortcut. It's not that, you know, he did some big austerities and he said, I want to go to the planets, I mean heavenly planets in the same body. Of course, heavenly planet is possible because it's a material again. But even there, it's not, that body is not like a body on the earthly planet, you know. Our body is different than the bodies of the devatas. It's different. That's why when I first time heard that in Tirupati Balaji temple, the pujari telling that every day the Brahma and Indra and Chandra and all these devatas come to worship Balaji, Krishna, at the night, you know. All the flowers and the water and everything is kept for them. And he says in the morning when we open the door and we enter the altar, sometimes he says you feel like somebody is pushing you. So I said, how come you don't see them? They are there, all the devatas are there, you can't see them or what? He says, yeah, of course they are from a different dimension. But at the same time, you feel that somebody is passing by you, you know. You feel that. That's what is called as a extrasensory perception. You can see so many things, you know, without seeing. The same way you can feel. So their body is different, but of course still not spiritual. And finally, Prabhupada is recommending Bhagavatam over Vedas and Upanishads. Because generally, people in India think that reading Vedas and Upanishads is the greatest thing, you know, like, you just, if I can recite some shloka from the Vedas, that means I am great. But here, Veda Vyasa, he compiled entire Vedas and he was not satisfied. Why? Because, as Prabhupada explains, there is only indirect hints about Krishna, you know. Krishna's name comes as Devaki Putram once or twice and something like that. It's not like, you know, but Bhagavatam talks about only Krishna. So that is why Bhagavatam is the best. It's a mature fruit of all Vedic trees of literatures. That's what is the conclusion. So I'd like to stop here, and then if anybody has any question, comment, you can take that. Thank you. Hare Krishna. And I hope you enjoyed the Mangalarti. Any questions? After hearing from great souls, all souls still I commit sin. What is the reason? That means our past sins are greater than anything else, you know. And when we are saying hearing, it's not hearing means what? Hearing actually means listening. Listening means implementing, you know. Just, of course, in the Puranas they say that just by hearing, whoever recites this, whoever hears this will get everything, right? We say that. But yes, committing sins is because we are still lusty. Krishna says in third chapter, when Arjuna says, I don't want to commit any sins. Arjuna, you know, at that level he is saying, but I do it. Why? And the Krishna says it is lust only. Lust only. So there is no other reason. Lust meaning, somewhere we want to enjoy something, you know, like, okay, in the ashram at least I want a little better facility, or the team in which I have been put in some team. So the team should be better, you know. I should get the devotees whom I like. I should not be put with somebody else whom I don't like. All these are a subtle form of lust. They are not lust as such, but they are, you know, they are all for with some selfish motive. But if you take, for example, Guru's orders without discrimination. See, the discrimination, that's the thing, you know. As you said, why are we committing sins? Because we are discriminating. We should stop discriminating. Especially spiritual master's orders. Stop discriminating. Srila Prabhupada's orders. When we do that, then we stop committing sins. Okay? Okay, Prabhu? Yes. That's the commitment we need. If we commit, then we are safe. You can see all Prabhupada's disciples, you know. Those who stood committed to him, they are still carrying on nicely. Those who invented their own things and distorted the orders, they are all suffering, you know. Suffering is in the sense, no association, offenses, and so on. So we have to be very careful. Anything else? Swapna Mataji? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. And thank you for joining.